This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The bats. Situational hitting. Executing. Errors. Just the little things that end up biting you that you can't do against, obviously, the best in the American League. You just can't do that against a team like the Tigers and expect to get away with it. You can't.
Well, look, this team desperately needs to find a way to get a big hit. And Ramos came through yesterday with a big hit early in the game.
Three of them.
And, you know, you get the big fly from him and you're feeling great. And then Randy Rodriguez has to put out a giant, you know, firestorm and ends up being basically a couple of pitches short in that inning. And within that inning, you obviously had the Matt Chapman error, which was huge. Now, Matt finally getting the bat going. But there is a conversation about a guy who's as elite as he is defensively. He's got 7 errors already this year. And that's a play, although at a tougher one, is a routine play for a guy of his stature. And not only did you have that play, you had a catcher running first to third and Yaz misplaying a ball and then not being able to throw that guy out. And Yaz is usually a very sure-handed outfielder with, I believe, a pretty solid arm. And for them to not have that moment right there, they just couldn't get out of that inning. And, you know, I do want to start here. I listened to Mark Willard yesterday kind of explain that he was very frustrated with why they were bunting in that situation in the eighth inning. And let me paint the picture for you. It's the eighth inning. Willy Adames gets on. And then a little flare by Lamont Wade Jr. And Adames goes first to third very aggressively on this kind of like fly ball that just drops in, a Texas leaguer, if you will. And it was a smart, aggressive play by Adames to read that ball was dropping and be able to go first to third on that play and put pressure on the team with no outs. They throw to third. Lamont Wade Jr. smartly takes second base on like a runner indifference, if you will. And now you got second and third with no outs. And you got Sam Huff, who had been in the game at catcher, coming up.
Huff Daddy.
So it's, you're down 1-4-3, eighth inning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've got some options here. Do I pinch hit the catcher with another catcher and then just plug that guy in Patrick Bailey? Do I pinch hit Tyler Fitzgerald in that situation, knowing my second baseman is coming up next in Christian Koss after the catcher? Do I go Casey Schmidt, who recently got called up and has had a hit in just about every game but the one that he played in the other day? Or do I go to Luis Matos, who is mired in an 0-for-18 and is 3-for-21 as a pinch hitter this year with an 0.91 at-bat batting average with runners in scoring position? So let's just cross Luis Matos right off. They go to Bailey in this situation. Now, Bailey's scuffling himself. Huff had a hit in this game. A little surprising. They bring in a new pitcher, their closer. He's a changeup guy. First pitch, Bailey flies one out. Not deep enough. He doesn't drive it. It's a low pitch. I don't even know if he's trying to pull it. I don't know what he's doing. But he flares one out to left field, and they don't get it out deep enough.
First pitch.
First pitch.
Can see just one,
first
two,
pitch.
Three. Right.
Now, yeah. Look, we could argue about who was the guy he should have gone to right there, Bob Melvin, which I'm here for that baseball conversation. But Patrick Bailey, new pitcher. What do you tell any age kid? Any age kid. Now, I'm not sure what the scouting report said for them. Like, you jump on this guy early in the count. It's situational baseball. Second and third, new pitcher late in the game. Take a pitch, or at least get one that's up that you can drive, not one that's low that you're flailing at outside the zone. So I put that one on Bailey.
He's batting 174. 174. So, like, there's part of me that understands, as you alluded to, the aggressive mindset of a guy like Patrick Bailey. You're in a huge slump. You've been slumping all season. You've been awful offensively. So you're trying to muster up anything. But in that scenario, runners on second and third, and you just need to look to tie the game with either five. Look for your pitch. Look for your pitch.
Be patient. It could not have been away in the dirt, outside the zone, flailing at it like it's a tennis racket.
And I always think of catchers as they should be anyways, considering this is part of their whole process defensively. Like, they should be more patient at the plate. They should know and understand what it takes to go through the motions there, especially with a new pitcher. And you gave him an out right there. And then you shifted him to, I don't know what his confidence was going to be. Maybe he was going to miss the play. I don't know. But then Canley, he just keeps going. Two innings pitch, zero runs, zero hits, two Ks, night-night, see you later.
So the next at-bat, now you got one out, okay, second and third. Baseball is very situational, right? It's all about executing in the situations. It's second and third. Christian Koss is coming up, all right? Christian Koss is your backup second baseman, if you will, in this particular one. Now, he's coming into this at-bat 0-for-3.
With three strikeouts.
With three strikeouts, yeah. Which I think matters in the situation. Now, you're giving Fitz a day off, right? And Fitz has been a pretty good player. He's done a good job with bat to ball. Now, the whole lineup strikes out more than I want, just in general. But maybe you go to Fitz in that situation. Maybe you go to Casey Schmidt in that situation. You know, Casey, again, if you look at his game logs, he's had a hit in two of the last three games that he's played in since coming back to the big league club.
He's made contact, which is more than I could say for Koss, who was, again, 0-for-3 prior to that at bat with three strikeouts.
And so on the first pitch, Christian Koss squares up, and not like a suicide, meaning a suicide is where the runner's already breaking,
right,
and he's just assuming that you're going to get that bunt down. Adames is kind of like taking a secondary lead, and he's ready to go once the ball is on the ground. So we deem that a safety squeeze. Now I'm getting into the minutiae of what the different situations are. The first baseman is late to crash, but then comes flying in. The third baseman is in on the grass, but not as deep. It looked like Koss is trying to bunt down the first baseline. Now, is that a sound strategy? Do you like that? Do you love it? What did you think when you saw that first pitch?
Well, I thought it was a desperate move for a desperate team right now. Offensively, that's what they are. Like, you can say like that, that's little league stuff. That's just, it was like, yeah, well, offensively, the Giants kind of are little league right now. Actually, I trust a Little League World Series team more than the Giants bats right now. Where's my Hawaii team at? They're always hitting.
I know.
Maybe they can learn a thing or two. And like that, yes, that was a desperate move because it's a desperate offense right now.
And look, the one pitch in, I'm thinking to myself, Well, this is kind of what they've been doing all year. They've played small ball all year long. And I'm going to be the first to admit it. I've loved it.
Yeah.
And I think it's worked more times than it hasn't.
I think they've needed to.
I agree. Like, now, let me peel it back before I get to the end of this at bat. The inning prior, Ramos got on. He was doing a hit and run when Wilmer Flores grounded out into a double play. So in this own game, they were doing situational, what I call small ball stuff that is throwback, that I appreciate, that is old school ball. So they were already trying to get guys in motion and get them moving. And, you know, Adamas going first to third, how many times have we been screaming about this team over the last 4 years
right. And
their inability to take the extra bag?
So I love the aggressive mindset there.
Me too. So now it's the second pitch of the Kristen Kos at bat, and he goes to bunt it down the third baseline, I believe. That's what it looked like to me. Again, more of a safety squeeze. Now, the reason why I like that one, situationally going down the third baseline, the first baseman now is way up.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking way up, and it's an easier throw for him to go from that little like slot in between the pitcher's mound, first base, and home, throw home and get that tag on Adamas. Again, it's not a suicide. It's a safety squeeze. Now, people could say, no, it's the modern era. You swing away in that. I mean, once you got Kristen Kos one pitch in, you're sticking with him as the at-bat there.
Right.
And this is a guy who, like you said, how many strikeouts up into this point?
Three.
Okay. So they go to bunt down the left field line, down the third baseline. It goes foul. Now it's two strikes. They go to a zoomed wide angle to show you where the first baseman is in relation to the plate and how tight he is. And Kristen Kos strikes out on three pitches, a ball in the dirt, not even close. They throw to first. The pitcher smartly is backing up home in case Adamas takes off. Detroit played perfect defensive baseball within that inning after it was second and third.
Right.
In between pitches, little subtleties. That's what a playoff team looks like. And then you get Yaz up there who's scuffling right now, and Yaz grounds one out to the first baseman, and you're out of the inning. And I'm listening to Mark Wood, and look, I'm giving him credit on this. Like, Mark has stayed pretty consistent in his beliefs.
I actually have the cut. Shout out Sam Lovin
like
for finding
it.
This is Mark Willard on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and you can find that on the Odyssey app or on YouTube, which we are streaming on right now, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Mark Willard, Mrs. Farhan?
Today was the first day I wanted Farhan back.
Whoa.
But crying out loud, give me some analytics around here.
We're bunting?
We're bunting. With runners at second and third in the eighth down by one. We're bunting. A fly ball ties the game.
Right, right.
I can't. And they told them themselves. They held a sign up and said, we have multiple non-major leaguers in our dugout, right?
Yes.
No, I agree with. He's right.
Yes.
He's right. Like, Luis Matos right now, we had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? I said, you know what? He's probably not a big leaguer. Yes. I would probably bring up Marco Luciano, who, again, I'm admitting, I'm not sure he's a big leaguer either.
Who started first base, I want to say, yesterday, Marco, for the first time at AAA.
You doing the Brian Windhorst with the fingers up?
What does that mean?
Yeah. No, but like, Luis Matos, again, I want to let everyone know. So, like, if you're saying, why weren't they pinch hitting Luis Matos? He was 0-18. Had they gone to him, he would have been into, like, heading into that bat, 0-18. Now, with runners in scoring position this year, Luis Matos, 0-91. LJ has a better batting average than this guy in the bigs.
Listen, if we're going to do a comp, it's like going from, like, Kevin Knox to Braxton Key. All right? Like, come on, guys. What are we doing?
Why didn't you go to Kevin Knox? Why didn't you go to Pat Spencer you could have gone there?
I'm not mad at Mark here. Like, I'm not mad at him in terms of you're telling on yourself that you have multiple non-big leaguers.
He is correct. He is correct in that sense. Now, where I would differ with him, I actually didn't mind the bunt. Now, I would love to hear people on both sides of this. Did you think bunting in that situation was the right situation, the decision from Bob Melvin? Should they have pinched in a different guy? I would have said, look, I'm open to seeing Casey Schmidt, who could play second base the next inning. Well, what about Tyler Fitzgerald? Did anyone ask Bob Melvin in postgame? I know Tyler didn't play today. Was there a reason why he didn't? Do you know more about his health or his status? Why did he have the full day off? Why did you go with Kristen Kos in that situation?
That's a great question.
I don't have the answer.
I don't have the answer either. I'm looking to see if he talked about it postgame. I'm not seeing it anywhere. But we'll effort that.
But I'm not mad at them bunting because you know why, Joe? I want to stay consistent here. Bunting has been a sound strategy via the sacrifice to advance a runner for them and then asking the next guy to come through and execute and do their job. It has worked time and time. Just the other day, they took the lead in a game where Ramos got a base hit. They bunted him over to second. And then Bailey, who failed originally, was second and third in this situation. Bailey got a base hit that drove in that run. That was small ball, situational baseball, which I appreciated. In this one, you're right, Mark. They have multiple guys who aren't big leaguers. Christian Costa is probably not a big leaguer. And I like the guys. Great story. Probably not a big leaguer. You know who also is probably not a big leaguer? Probably Brett Wisely, who's in the minor leagues, who you would bring up for him. You know who else is probably not a big leaguer right now? Luis Matos. Again, mired in an over 18 slump right now. Okay? Can't play defense. That's the other thing. Like, Matos cannot play defense in left field. Now, Fitz, Casey Schmidt, I agree with him. I would have pinch hit in that situation for one of those two guys. I get why Giants fans are losing their minds. And we've got some conversation that we're going to get to in about 30 minutes regarding the Giants. They need something, a shakeup. They need a shakeup. You know, Chapman had a big day at the plate, but he had a big error. You know, Adames had a bigger day at the plate. But situationally, this team right now is not good enough to overcome multiple gaffes defensively. That's why they have to play a Bailey behind the plate. That's why they have to play, you know, Mike Yastrzemski in right field 9 times out of 10. They can ill afford defensive mistakes. And Detroit in the 3-game sweep played flawless defense.
888-957-9570 is the number. We can talk some Giants baseball. We'll get to some basketball. Maybe even get to some football at some point. OTAs are today down in Santa Clara. We'll see Christian McCaffrey. At least the media will see him for the first time in person, see him practice, see what his status is like, how he looks. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Giants get swept in Detroit. All they can muster up in 3 games is 5 runs.
That's
not good enough.
That is incredible.
Well, by the way, you were mentioning Matt Chapman and Willie Adames. It's great. Matt had a good day at the plate, but again, the error cost them the game, basically.
It did.
He has 7 errors. Willie Adames has 8.
I know.
They've combined for 15 errors, Joe. That's two players that you should be able to rely on defensively that are in the top 10 in errors this season.
And although Ramos has made plays and left, he's been an adventure.
Yes.
And then Matos, watch the game the other day. Matos cost them a run in that game for Hayden Birdsong. Like, Matos is an adventure, doesn't even begin to describe him defensively.
No, it's not fun right now for the San Francisco Giants. It's just to watch him because... Listen, we were gassing up this team last couple days that people should be getting excited about them. Now, it's a long season. We're going to live and die from every single game. But it just goes to show in a series like this, the best potentially against maybe just solid or average. And the Giants might just be a solid to average team. And when you go up against the best, that's what the best looks like in Detroit. And they might do that. Like, hell, Detroit might do that to a lot of teams. We had Chris Rose on yesterday.
I'm a believer in Detroit.
Yes, yes. Chris Rose yesterday, John Boy Media, obviously NFL Network, knows his stuff with baseball and football. But talking about baseball yesterday, he's like, yeah, the Tigers might win 100 games. They're that good.
It's crazy,
they got the best
it?
Pitcher easily in baseball.
Yeah. Who you didn't even see in this series.
No, you didn't even see him. And he was coming off like a 10 strikeout, 9-inning game. Like, he was incredible.
He threw the fastest ball in the 9th inning since Verlander, however many years
ago. So you throw a Maddox, right? That's what they call it. Whatever. It's under a certain amount of pitches, 85 pitches, something
it's
like
incredible.
That. He was incredible. You didn't even see that guy.
I mean, the bucket, John Brebbia came into that game late.
Well, we didn't even get into the best part of that game yesterday, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We didn't even get to the best part.
I've never seen that. Have you ever seen
the groundskeeper,
that?
Like, tearing an ACL or what?
All of a sudden, the groundskeeper's on the ground. The camera goes to him, and I'm like, did this guy just suffer a Willis McGahee injury raking?
Well,
and then the next thing you know, he's flipping the camera
he's
off.
He's flipping the bird.
And I don't know if he's flipping off someone who's beyond the camera, not in focus, not in the shot. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
And then you got like the Giants or Tigers employee. I don't know which one because it was wearing orange and both of these were orange. He just grabs his hand and he's flipping the bird and puts it down. Like, dude, what are you doing? You're going to get fired.
He was holding it up for a couple seconds too.
I've never seen
it. It was
that.
Out there for a while before he put that Dave finger
Fleming
down too.
On the program for NBC Sports Bay Area. It was like, well, can't do that. As they pan away, it was only Dave
Joe,
can say it like
the
that.
The series
hilarious.
Started with a squirrel running out onto the field
oh
and then following the squirrel. And it ended with a ground screw keeper on the ground, flipping off the camera, and Mark Willard opining for Farhan Zaidi era back.
There you go.
But here's, look, I get Mark's
point. So it was an exciting game is what you're telling me.
It was. Like, you know why? Because it's a good litmus test. It's you don't get many of these in a baseball season. Like, I'm not saying that this was the end all be all, and I'm not losing my mind over it, but Detroit is a very good team. Now, I don't think many people around the country are like, the Detroit Tigers are going to win the World Series. They can barely name a player. No. Okay? Skubal is slowly becoming a household name.
He's still, like you say, Skubal, huh? Scooby Snacks?
A lot of people don't know. And he, by the way, he has ties to Fairfield. You know, but long story short, that was a good litmus test for the Giants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.